Weather conditions across the Midwest this morning are very spring-like. We have temperatures running mostly in the 40s and 50s across the region. A few pockets of rain and a couple of thunderstorms being noted across the region. Most of the significant precipitation is in southeastern and east central portions of Illinois into southern Indiana, although we do have some showers of limited distribution across north-central Iowa, southeastern Minnesota, and portions of western Wisconsin. Winds are light and variable across a big part of the region this morning. It's quite a bit of dense fog in the western Corn Belt from Missouri and eastern Kansas northward to Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin. And as we go forward through the day today, a frontal boundary will push most of the precipitation in the Midwest out of the area. That'll be followed by a new cool front, though, that is expected to come along a little bit later this week. And the two fronts together will bring temperatures down across the area. We'll end up seeing temperatures a bit cooler across the region as a result of that, and a little bit more seasonable for this time of the year. It's been very warm across the region, obviously. And as we go forward through these next few days, we're going to see that come to an end. And the majority of the Midwest will see only light amounts of precipitation. Now, this event that we talked about here this morning will be pushing off to the east, but there will be some moderate rain expected in a handful of locations in the easternmost parts of the region here today. A new frontal system that comes across the Midwest here tonight and tomorrow will produce rain in the Great Lakes region. This could be a moderate event with a quarter to three quarters of an inch of moisture occurring across parts of the region. This will occur from northeastern Iowa and Minnesota into Wisconsin and into Michigan, with some lighter rain occurring southward into northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and parts of Ohio. A lot of that precipitation in the lower eastern Midwest will hold off until tomorrow and into early on Wednesday morning. The same low pressure system responsible for the rain in the northern parts of the Midwest will also generate snow in the northern plains and portions of Canada's prairies. And as time moves along through the second half of this week, some of the cooling from that event will likely work its way southward, and some snow will likely evolve in parts of the northern plains and across a small part of the Great Lakes region. Most likely the air mass will moderate as it comes southward, but we'll still have some cooler conditions occurring across the region. Temperatures will be much more seasonable for this time of the year than they have been, but we don't expect any major storm systems to evolve until perhaps this weekend, when a low pressure center will form in the southeastern part of the country and produce rain from southeastern portions of Indiana and Ohio down through parts of Georgia and Alabama and the Carolinas and eventually Virginia. Precipitation is not expected to be heavy, but it will be moisture that will disrupt the early season planting activity that's occurring across the parts of the southeast. Southeastern states missed out on the big delta rains that occurred over the weekend and late last week, and planting of corn has advanced quite favorably in Georgia, parts of Florida, and Alabama. It looks like the delta is going to be very slow in drying out, with a couple of weak weather systems expected in that area. For the Midwest, obviously the rain systems are fairly meager this week, and we will see cooler temperatures, so the moisture is going to be conserved a bit through slower evaporation rates. But there's going to be plenty of moisture around, and it looks like as we get closer to the beginning of the planting season, the stage is being set for a good environment for crops to germinate, emerge, and establish in, as long as these trends continue in the right direction. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.